Continuing on the magazine, we have with us Laura Martin, an expert in workplace culture and leadership, co-founder and CEO of the Glinda Group that helps organizations create engaged, high-performing teams using insights from behavioral science. We're going to talk a little bit about navigating uncertain times, and it's definitely safe to say that these times are uncertain. First of all, Laura, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure.
Now, let's talk a little bit about, well, you're saying that you can literally think yourself stronger. What do you mean by that?
Yes. So this all comes down to mindset. And if that sounds a little woo-woo, hear me out. One of our core principles with the Glinda Group is that everything we do is rooted in science. And there's a mountain of evidence that demonstrates that the mindset has a measurable impact on your performance. There's a saying that we love, and we quote it all the time at the Glinda Group from Billie Jean King, and she says that pressure is a privilege. And so, of course, we know stress can be harmful, but stress itself isn't the enemy. If you're feeling stress, it's usually a signal that you're doing something meaningful. It can actually fuel performance. And that's where we say how you think about it is everything, and really you can think yourself stronger.
So how does one go about doing that?
Yeah, so part of it is honestly just reframing how you're experiencing stress. So our bodies can't actually distinguish stress from excitement. Our brains know, of course, but the physiological responses are the same. So we can reframe a stressful situation by consciously changing our interpretation of how we're reacting. There's a great podcast called The Hidden Brain if you really want to geek out about this, but there's a study that I really love that I think really drives this example home. It was conducted by Dr. Aaliyah Crum when she was at Harvard University, and she was studying hotel housekeepers. And in this study, the housekeepers believed that they weren't getting enough exercise until the researchers told them that their daily work actually already met fitness guidelines. And when they checked in 4 weeks later with this group that was simply given this message, these housekeepers had lost weight, they had lower blood pressure, and they reported they felt better. And that was all without changing their routine. Simply the belief that they were getting enough exercise made them stronger.
It almost sounds like we're calling, maybe a descriptor for this would be controlled stress. In other words, you're in a stressful situation, but you need to kind of pull back a little bit and say, hey, what's going on? How am I handling it? How can I make this work for me?
Exactly. And it's not just physical impact. There's another study that a psychologist named Mendes did where job seekers were told that stress before a salary negotiation can actually help you perform well. And this group successfully negotiated higher salaries than the control group.
Now, another aspect of navigating uncertain times involves agility, being able to adjust to the circumstances as they change. And of course, over the last 10, 20 years, we've had a lot of changes, many of them technology driven. Talk to me about being agile and adapting to changes in the workplace.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so critical. The ability to really constantly reassess and adapt to what is true now really does separate success from failure. Sticking to a fixed plan or a playbook that worked before without honestly facing what has changed or is changing around you is a path to being obsolete for a business. And again, there are so many examples of this. Some of my favorites are really fun companies that designed a product for a specific purpose, but subsequently discovered that there was a more useful or at least a more compelling purpose and had the confidence and the boldness to completely shift their business strategy. Play-Doh, for example, was created as a wallpaper cleaner, and the original Frisbees were pie tins for the Frisbee Pie Company.
Wow. And of course, we all know that Blockbuster and Kodak are examples of companies that really had a good corner on the market. But then changes in technology, changes in lifestyle, just they didn't keep up.
They did not keep up. Absolutely. I love telling the success stories. But yes, there are, our history is littered with cautionary tales. And Blockbuster is a big one. They owned the movie rental space to such an extent that when they responded to this annoying little company, Netflix, by bringing in their own DVD mailing program, Netflix saw the writing on the wall and offered to sell themselves to Blockbuster. And Blockbuster laughed them out of the room. But where Blockbuster wasn't agile, they did the DVD mailing, but they weren't willing to give up their cash cow, which was late fees. And so they missed the market. So not only did Netflix double down on their no late fees policy, subsequently they reinvented themselves again as a content creator. And we're not streaming Bridgerton on Blockbuster.
That's true. Wrapping things up, as we are with Laura Martin talking about workplace culture, leadership, navigating uncertain times, how do constraints fuel creativity instead of limiting it?
Yeah, absolutely. This is, I think, really good news for all of us. And first of all, I think it's easy to conflate creativity with artistic ability, but that's not what we're talking about. Creativity is really just the ability to generate solutions by connecting ideas and opportunities in new ways. And we are all creative. The good news is creativity actually doesn't just exist within constraints. It requires constraints. Real innovation actually comes from understanding your limits and working within them.
Or, for example, finding the, as I used to say, finding the killer app.
Yeah, absolutely. We know anything is possible with unlimited time and resources, but there are zero contexts in life where we have that. So wishing that were true is not a good use of our mental energy. Understanding what our constraints are and ruling out what isn't possible really frees up our minds to unlock what is.
We have covered a lot in a short amount of time, but there's probably plenty more that you would want to share or people can find out. How can they, go online and find out more about what we've talked about?
Yeah, absolutely. We'd love for you to visit us at glindagroup.com to learn more about what we're about. And then I certainly love LinkedIn connections. So please find me, Laura Martin, on LinkedIn.
We have been visiting with Laura Martin, expert in workplace culture and leadership, about navigating uncertain times. And we thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.